With a name that sounds like it should be made from cast-off military equipment, the rocket mass heater might take a little explanation to understand. Lasse Holmes has built a number of them, and he puts it like this.
Well, it's three words, but it's two things, rocket and a mass heater. And the rocket is the particular way of combusting the wood, really hot and efficient, to get as complete combustion as we can. And then the mass heater is the battery, the storage of that heat. So it's kind of two parts. And it really is a masonry stove. I like to call it the people's masonry stove because it is really approachable, made out of more local materials, affordable, simple.
Several years ago, Holmes wanted to build his house out of locally sourced natural materials that he could get for cheap. He settled on a timber frame structure with straw and clay for his Homer residence. He originally heated it with a wood stove and an oil heater, but when he found out about rocket mass heaters, he had to build one.
I had a monitor stove and a wood stove, and I burned about 300 gallons of oil a year and about 3 cords of wood. I dropped to 2.5 cords of wood and 0 oil, and I finally, after 2 years of collecting dust, I pulled the monitor out, and my place is way more comfortable than it ever was.
The unique aspect of the rocket mass heaters is the chimney for the heater is routed through a horizontal clay surface, usually a bench, where the escaping gases heat the clay before exiting through a smokestack. The stoves burn bright hot, and the clay radiates heat for a long time. Holmes says it needs to be seen to be believed.
It's one of those weird deals where, again, that seaside just tilts and your wood consumption goes down and your comfort level goes up. It's how can that actually happen? But it does. These things are amazing. You just really don't know until you actually start living with it and sit on one. And, you know, I mean, for me, it's like amazing to come home after being gone for a day or 2 days even and not even start a fire and just curl up on the bench and warm myself before I get around to starting a fire, you know.
Holmes will be at Northern Susitna Institute in Talkeetna on Wednesday night to talk about the rocket mass heaters and to answer questions. He plans to come back and hold a workshop on building the heaters later in the fall. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.